But you can get sushi without seafood.
The thing with me, I dislike seafood so much, even the taste of the seaweed in vegetarian sushi is
Remember
too,
when back in school when the Korean kids brought just seaweed?
Seaweed chips.
Yeah.
Just, I hated those, though. Yeah. I hated it when people were eating it because the whole bus smelled like freaking seaweed. But and busha busha. Oh my god, those chips, you have to like crush
people
them and put the seasoning.
Killed for those.
Man, I remember then there was a rumor that went around like they caused cancer and then everyone just stopped eating them.
Really?
Probably a parent spread it. We were like sixth graders, all busha 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 busha. If one Korean kid had a birthday, all of a sudden he had the whole grade was his friend.
Yeah, I know. They brought them in like big bags. Yeah. It's crazy.
Shit. All right, well, yo.
Oh, yeah, we're doing a podcast.
We forgot to do an intro. That might be a good idea to do.
Welcome back, guys.
Know what I'm saying? Episode four,
part two.
Part two of episode three.
Yeah. Self-improvement.
What's your name?
Connor Campbell.
Yeah, we always got a...
Connor Campbell.
My name is Mark. Mark grew up.
How are you guys doing?
Yes, sir. We're the hosts. In case you didn't know that yet. So in case you didn't know that and you're new here, how about you do us a favor? You know, subscribe.
Follow,
like.
Give us a 5-star rating.
Exactly. Follow us on Instagram at Know What I'm Saying Podcast.
Exactly.
We post quality content only.
And that's what
we try to, at least.
No, at least that's where you can keep up to date when new episodes come out and the topics. And in future, maybe we'll involve you in like the...
Yeah, for sure. What topics we to talk about, we'll give you guys a say in that.
Yeah. That's the plan.
Yeah. So this episode is a continuation of episode three.
Exactly.
Episode three, the title is Actions Over Words. We discussed multiple things along the lines of self-improvement.
Yeah.
We talked about physical and mental health, how that plays a role in how you go about in life. We talked about how even the smallest of actions create a certain type of momentum for you to achieve the end goals that you want in years.
What was the words decades. I said? I think I said
it's
them
all
like
about
10
balance.
balance and what was the other ones? Structure and framework. I think I said them way too many times.
Those are great words, though. Those are great words.
Yeah. And
so, Connor, why are we doing a part two? What are we going to talk about in this episode?
I think we just felt that we had to dive a bit deeper or talk a bit more about this whole topic because I think even with the second episode, it won't be enough. And in future, we can do another episode around this topic, but I think just to go a bit deeper for now, we said we'll do a part two and continue on from last week.
Yeah, so if you haven't listened to the third episode, part one, I would definitely recommend that. It was our best episode so far.
Yeah.
Appreciate every listen.
Yeah, we definitely got good feedback. We're happy about that. And
we're just going to try and continue to deliver great content.
Keep the momentum going.
Exactly. So... Connor, do you want to start? Any points? Guys, we have guys and girls. I don't know why I had to make sure that I said that. But we did intense research. Man, I'm talking reading articles, listening to professors. Man, I took notes. I take this seriously. I want to deliver some good quality content that you can take something out of this episode, take home with you.
I did research, yes.
You just gotta like emphasize it, man. All right, they don't need to know that. Like,
I did research, and I think just some key points we want to touch on, and then we can discuss about them.
All right, you want to start with yours?
I think one thing we didn't talk about last week is trying to self improve is also realizing and acknowledging your flaws in a certain extent, like self-reflection.
I had that same point, bro. Let's
self-reflection, self-awareness. I think that's a big, major thing.
That's facts.
And it's not a bad thing. No one's perfect. No one will ever be perfect. It's, in my opinion, it's impossible. You always have something where you can improve on, obviously. But you just have to realize certain things you may or may not do as well as you're not supposed to, but you could do them better. Things like communication or if you're someone who procrastinates, you just have to realize these flaws in your day-to-day life and try to maybe better them to give you a better outlook on life.
But you have to remember to do it with self-love.
Definitely.
You can't come at it with a...
And you can't change who you are.
Yeah, and you can't look at your flaws through hateful glasses or a mean-spirited attitude.
Yeah. Exactly.
I definitely did not write that down.
No, I think... No,
but
I think,
it's about finding areas where you feel that you can improve upon and not finding things that are wrong with you.
Yeah, exactly. I think every human is... I've lost my train of thought there. No, I think everybody has something they can work on, even if it's small things like just being more timely and going to meetings a bit more, being more on time. That's not changing who you are. That's just changing a characteristic that helps you.
And it's not even about flaws. It's also just like about blind spots. You know, if you can reflect on your day-to-day life and kind of pinpoint certain things that, you know, disturb you or kind of set you off your mood or your game plan, it's important to figure that out. So, you know, in personal development terms, blind spots are, you know, things about ourselves that we're unaware of, and they can help us after becoming aware of these blind spots in our areas of improvement and development personally. So, like I said, if you can find certain things throughout your day-to-day life that trigger you, make sure to work on that, focus on it, and see what you can do about it.
For sure.
Right? Whether it's, I don't know, all these stop signs, man, when I'm driving to work, they're so annoying. I don't know, I guess play some better music or something. Or take the stop signs as a opportunity to rest your foot. Or I don't know. it's not for me to tell you.
Yeah.
What works best for you. You know, every person's different. What works for some people might not work for other people.
Mm.
Right?
I also think with that is part of it is self-reflection, but sometimes you don't even realize you're doing something not as well as you could do. And I think as well, you should ask for feedback or try to talk with people about how you can improve yourself. Saying that, I also don't believe you should listen to what everybody has to say, because everybody can find a flaw in you and like try to correct you here and try to correct you there. You still have to get on with your life. But if you have people you value their opinion and you think their opinion is has importance, I think just every now and then ask for feedback. Ask maybe how can I improve in this area? What do you think in my behavior is something I could work on?
Mm-hmm.
And then not even that you have to do it, but maybe acknowledge it that you got that feedback and try to work around that and determine for yourself if you believe that's something you should change or better yourself.
In an attempt to make the podcast a little more juicy, you know, I kind of knew that we'd have to come to a certain point during our podcast where we have to figure out how much of our own personal lives we're willing to extort for content.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I would consider you as one of my best friends.
Same here.
Okay, thanks.
That awkward pause, like, you're just like, come on, give me something back.
I
didn't want to
say we're best friends. I just want
No.
And I value your opinion. So, Connor, you know, upon reflection of my character and what you've learned about me, are there any certain, let's say, weaker traits about me that you've realized? Just
weaker traits, that's harsh, but...
I think
you bettered that, but in the past you were sometimes too strict with your life and weren't relaxed enough to a certain extent.
How so?
I don't know, you had this ideal of how you have to be and how you want to be, and like it's like you had this picture and this idea of yourself in mind, and there was no way around it for you to achieve it. And I think it's very important to have goals and try to achieve certain things and be strict, but sometimes you just have to relax, and there's certain things in life where you also have to enjoy yourself to a certain extent.
That's true. I was very goal-oriented. I mean, I am still, but I definitely put a lot more worth on living in the moment.
Yeah.
And trying to not also work towards my goals, but at the same time enjoy life as it is now, because there are certain things that I won't be able to do in 10, 20, 30, 40 years that I'll have regretted not doing. And especially in our 20s, our almost 20s.
I think, I always come back to balance. Yeah. I think you just, obviously, even in our 20s, if you want to achieve certain goals, you have to work, you have to put in the effort. But there's these small moments where sometimes you can take a break for an hour or two and just enjoy whatever's happening in that moment. And I think that just relaxes you as a person as well.
I also realized, I mean, I had after high school, or during our last year of high school, I remember I had a 5-year plan, basically, how everything is supposed to,
mm-hmm.
how everything's supposed to go.
Yeah.
Didn't work out too well. I mean, the original plan did not work out too well, but honestly, what I realized is life typically doesn't work out the way you plan for it to be, and it's all for the best.
I think it's still good you have a plan, because I think everybody makes plans,
yeah.
and they normally, none of them work out the way they have uh-huh. planned at the beginning. It's just how life is. You can't plan it to the minute details, but I think it's somewhat important to have a plan and have goals so you have something to strive for. That's still very definitely. Heavily important. But I think just maybe another thing I think about you are also getting better with is sometimes that certain things don't affect you as much as they do. Not like bad things obviously affect everybody bad, but like to a smaller extent that you like don't react that much to smaller things, because sometimes you just have to look at the bigger picture and think, is it that important that I'm not even if it's wrong or right, sometimes mm-hmm. a lot of things are wrong that other people do, but at the end of the day, is it worth my time, my energy, is it worth wasting my time and my energy on this small thing if I look at the bigger picture, what I want to achieve, where I want to go, and what I want to do in life? And most of the times, it's not worth it. It's just...
That's true.
It's really, I think, fucking difficult. Like
fucking difficult. I know, say it, Connor.
I remember, I wasn't sure if we're allowed to curse on our old podcast, but I realized it's our own podcast, so we can do what we want. No, it's really fucking difficult sometimes to do that, but you just have to look at the bigger picture and say, it's not worth me wasting my time and energy on this.
I mean, honestly, you do make a point. I have gotten a lot better at that, but there are still things that just, man, they mess me up, bro. The day to day, bro, they're just like the smallest things, and it's always things that happened in my past.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to expose myself too much, but you probably know I'm talking about a certain person.
Yeah.
That just kind of messes me up sometimes.
Yeah, it's difficult. I think there's always, for certain people, there's certain some sort of kryptonite that just always gets you. But you just have to work on trying to deal with that in a better way and try to be more focused on you without being, I'm not saying be egotistical, ignorant or anything like that, but just
look at the bigger picture, trust the process. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. For sure. Not
exactly,
then means better things are coming our way.
Exactly,
only time will tell. And I'm curious to see what the future holds, honestly, for me, because I don't know how much longer I can go in this like constant battle between my mental health and whether I'm happy one day or sad the next day. I mean, I told you today was one of those days for me, but it's been like that for the last 3 days, which is very weird because I was doing quite all right lately. And now for some reason, I don't know, there's like a click, but enough about me. We're talking about self-improvement. I don't want to focus so much on myself. I have another one. So we agreed on that one point with identify your weak points and your flaws, but to do so in a good light.
Yeah, know? For sure.
For me, what I realized super important is the setting that you find yourself in.
What were you setting?
Let me explain, all right?
Because this could go also to a point I was going to mention.
Here we go. I feel like we might have accidentally probably stumbled upon the same article. Maybe, we have the same points, or we chose out the ones that we found most interesting. But so what I read when it came to the setting that you find yourself in, the article was strictly speaking about the physical setting. So like your room, or you are in your room, right? Your environment, it sets the mood and tone for you that day. And if you're living in an inspirational environment, as said in the article, you're going to be inspired every day.
Yeah.
Right. And so in one sense, they meant like literally your room and how the color on your walls, for example, could play a role in that. So I was like, what? So here's a fun fact. Did you know blue is an intellectual color?
My old room used to be blue. That's why it turned out so great. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. So blue is an intellectual color.
Yeah.
Red, you know, red is a physical color. You know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. man? Yellow is the emotional color. I'm looking at the room right now. We're in it.
Yeah, we're balls. About to cry or something. We're about to start crying.
Green provides balance. And
change my room color to green then.
Because you always talk about balance, yeah, I guess so. And then there was like purple, which is often associated with like spirituality or luxury.
Okay.
I didn't go through all the colors mm-hmm. because I couldn't be
bothered. There's a lot of colors, yeah.
But so that was one point. I found it a little boring. I mean, yeah, it's true, right? If you live in a mess.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get out. Yeah. I think the inspirational part, I think someone who's already really successful and he lives in New York in like a penthouse apartment overlooking the whole city with a skyline. I mean, if you're not motivated by looking over that skyline, something must be wrong with you. Like, it's not everybody has the means and the possibilities to have that inspirational
setting.
But there
are some people that find themselves in the worst positions and that inspires them.
True.
Like Conor McGregor, for example.
True,
he
true,
was
true.
Like a, what was he, a plumber or something? Or a factory yeah. worker?
True, definitely. I think...
Now he's one of the biggest MMA fighters in the world. Now he's kind of sucking lately because he's gotten too comfortable. Yeah. You know, so that's a perfect example. Exactly. McGregor now made it to the top. He has the best views, but now he's gotten a little comfortable and he's losing all these fights that he technically would be expected to win.
True, true. No, but what I wanted to say, what you touched on, is just even if you live in not the greatest circumstances, try to be, for example, keep your room clean as possible, as well as you can possibly manage to keep it clean.
I mean, for each person it's different, you know.
Yeah, obviously someone's more more a bit OCD than the other.
Exactly.
But just try to not suddenly land in a complete messy room, because that what you said, it affects how you feel, how you think, your whole day-to-day life.
So when I read that point in the article, I was like, okay, like, yeah, you're the colors in your room or something, all right, but this podcast is all about delivering proper content. So I was like, let me dig a little deeper, surrounding yourself with. And then I realized what I've found extremely beneficial for my life is the people that I surround myself with.
That's what I was going to get at.
Oh my God.
Oh
my God, man. Look at this.
There's a quote regarding that. I mean,
we even got quotes.
There's different quotes like surrounding this whole idea. But there's, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with.
Yeah.
It's definitely your smallest and tightest circle truly has an effect on how you are and how you behave and what you do.
I mean, the importance of finding yourself around people that share the same goals and aspirations or have even bigger goals and aspirations is astonishing. I mean, it's crazy how much indirectly the actions of other people around you can influence your own day-to-day choices and how you go about life.
I realized that in my school time, where in a certain time I was around a lot of negative people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just realized I was getting so negative. I was being mean to people close to me. I was being really judgmental about the smallest things.
Well, damn.
No, not like in a bad thing where people realized, oh, he's being a real dick. But I just realized that's not like... I personally realized I changed more than I wanted to.
In a good or bad way?
In a bad way, where I was like overly negative and I was just... I was like, I probably was part of also trying to be cool and stuff like that, and all these people, just that whole thing. And I look back on it, and I did that, and I think in my last one or two years in school time, I just cut a lot of people I was hanging out with in school just out.
Yeah.
There's certain people probably we both know, they were just to a certain extent toxic to everybody in the classroom, and I was just, for a year straight, I didn't hang out with them. I didn't talk to those people. And then afterwards, when they grew up a bit and were a bit more normal, I started hanging out with them again.
Yeah.
But it got to a point where, as we said, it affected me in its way where I changed, and I wasn't happy about it. So I changed who I was surrounding myself with to change me personally.
And what I realized as well is, It doesn't even mean like they have a direct influence on you, but indirectly there are some things that can change about your behavior.
Yeah.
I mean, let's take for an example.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna take a very extreme example.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're a part of a friends group where people do coke.
Okay.
Right? They sniff cocaine every weekend, you know, partying,
mm-hmm.
living life. Me personally, I've never done it, but.
I've
never done coke and I coughed. I swear that was a proper cough. I didn't, like, I'm not joking, like, I probably have never done coke.
Nah, coke is too far.
Exactly. I mean, it's all like a matter of opinion, but what I want to say is, if you find yourself in a group of people that do coke and you yourself don't do coke, right, you're like, oh, these, and it could very well be true that these people are all very nice and you all have a good time regardless of whether you do coke or not, and they don't force you to do coke. But regardless, you'll still find yourself in certain settings where coke is being consumed, and I have trouble believing that if you're at a party where everyone in the room except for you is doing coke, this will benefit you in areas of your life that might differentiate from their own goals and aspirations, if they have any. I don't want to hate on people that do coke.
Yeah,
for me, it's just completely unimaginable to do so.
I think at that point, when it's that extreme as well, you and you're mentally tough enough to always say no when people do it around you and just not do it with them. At some point, you're going to start feeling uncomfortable because, I mean, I have gone clubbing and I have seen people take stronger drugs, and their whole demeanor and personality just changes rapidly. And I think, yeah, you if you don't do it yourself and you just, that's the only people you chill with, you feel uncomfortable. And yeah, I think this whole, it can affect you. If people are not motivated around you and they don't have any aspirations in life, it starts to reflect on you as well. I see so many people, even now, like in our hometown Frankfurt, where you see all these people in our age that go out to uni and try to do things, and then you have certain people who just don't get out of their circle. They just stay, not even staying in Frankfurt is not that bad, but they just stay in their circle and they live their life on as if nothing's changing. And you just think, do you not want something bigger in life?
I mean, here's the thing. We grew up in a different type of scenario where we were, you know, moving around, changing schools, we're constantly exposed to different types of friend groups. And I mean, for me, like, I grew up in a small town near Boston, right? Mm-hmm. And when we moved, bro, I was heartbroken because I had the best childhood there, and all of my friends went to the same school and went through that whole process and graduated all together, and then they went in college kind of their separate ways. In a way, that is so nice, right? You go through your entire school life meeting with the same people, going to the same places, right? It's like a big whole family. Then, that's one opinion. But then you got other people that, you know, like me, where I was like taken out of that situation and put into a completely different one. And at first, I hated it. I hated it so much. I was like, why did we leave? Weren't we happy? And so I was like 12 years old, right? But now I look back at it, and I'm like, for me personally, I'm so grateful that I was put in a position where I was able to experience something new.
Yeah.
And just be exposed to different cultures and different mindsets, and in turn that made me think a little bit more about myself and what I want to do, and you know, where do I want to go. And it's, I don't know, so you, I don't think you can, like, if you stay with your same group of friends, I think that's dope as well, just as long as, you know, you're all focused on heading somewhere.
No, I mean, I still have, like, you and one or two of my other closer friends, I've known you guys since years, like since we were very, since
sixth grade.
Yeah,
since, and then I moved to Germany.
Exactly, and then I have some friends I've known even longer, where I was like one or two,
which is dope as well.
And I'm happy, but like still, now we have somewhat, we're going our own ways to a certain extent. We all still keep in contact. I see them not as regularly as before, but still, I see them every now and then. Not you, I've seen you quite a lot recently, but
like every day.
But that's due to COVID. But I mean, some of my friends are at uni somewhere else, and
yeah,
I haven't seen them for a few months, but I talk to them at least two to three times a week. Mm-hmm. So, but still, even though we keep in contact, we still have the same friend group. We all try to achieve our own things.
Yeah.
And I just realized some people we left behind in the school time, they don't have any motivation or aspirations. And there's a difference
between... I wouldn't look at it so strictly.
No, because there's a difference, in my opinion, there's a difference between being happy with what your life is at the moment. You don't want to do more. I get that as well. Not everybody has to strive for the great success and become the most successful person in that industry.
Some people are completely content with a, let's say, a regular 9-to-5 job where they go fishing on the weekend. That sounds also like an incredible life just for us both. And I think we've been kind of accustomed to a certain living standard where we don't really want to... I don't want to use the word settle because that kind of throws shade on the other lifestyle, but we just we want to strive for a little bit more.
Yeah.
Right? It's just our own personal thing. It's not to hate on other people's living choices, right? Everyone can... But also, I think, like... Also, I've distanced myself from certain friends from school, not because I felt like they lacked motivation or whatever, but it's also just we found ourselves on different routes. I found it so interesting after high school, or throughout high school, everyone was on the same path, headed towards the same goal. And then after everyone graduated, people went
in different directions. Yeah, I find that so funny.
People went their different directions, and based on which direction people went, you kind of could tell, like, oh, this person's doing that, and I'm going a completely different direction. It's going to be a lot harder to keep the same common interests.
Yeah, I think I found that so funny when a lot of people were like, oh yeah, we're going to meet up afterwards. We're still going to be
cap.
Friends.
And, that's cap.
Well, I looked at all the people in my grade and I was like, I could probably count most people I would still talk to on a regular basis. Mm. Maybe on one hand.
Yeah.
Like, there's not that many people I'm still talking to because it's not because I disliked them, but we just weren't that close. Everybody went their own way. And why, like, new people enter your life, certain people that go out of your life, is just how what happens, and you can't just life changes, life is a cycle.
I heard this one person, I can't remember who it was, but I heard them say that if a friendship cannot offer mutual, let's say, beneficial factors for each other, then what's the point of being friends? Right? Say, let's take for example our friendship. If you can't offer me anything that will better my life and I can't offer you anything to better your life, what exactly is the point of being friends? Now, of course, that's a very bold statement to make because, yo, we're just here for a good time. It doesn't, we don't have to take everything so deep and seriously, man. Just enjoy it. But
it to a certain point. I think if a friendship or a relationship, whatever you want to call it, is very one-sided, it's not even that you don't get anything from the other person. But it just starts being very straining on you because you put on all this energy. As you say, you get nothing back. And it's just, it doesn't equal, there's no, whatever you want to call it, yin and yang.
It's just, yin and yang.
it just doesn't make sense. I think always, also in a relationship, you have to, some people are a bit too quick to judge that suddenly someone maybe needs more of your friendship. You go more, maybe it's more 70-30 for a certain time because they need more help. Maybe they're struggling more in their life. And then sometime later in life, a few years later, the roles are going to be reversed. So I just don't want to let people to be too harsh. Oh yeah, I'm not getting enough from them at the moment.
Oh no, that's just toxic. That's just toxic. But I mean, if you find yourself being kind of pulled down by them, and you see no hope for the future to be, you know, brought up by them as well, then it's a little bit, I don't know, might want to think twice about it, or at least how much time you spend with them.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's important to try just what we said at the beginning, try to surround yourself with people you believe benefit your life and make you happy. That can be whoever you think is a good fit.
Yeah.
And to be honest, a big thing for that for me is also not having a too big of a circle. I think all these people who say they have these like many friends,
popularity is overrated.
They have like 20-30 best friends. I'm like, are they really your best friends? Yeah. Like, if you ask them, if one day where you're gonna ask them for help in like a really shit situation, how many of these best friends are actually going to turn up in front of your door and be there to help you.
I think you can have like 20, 30 friends, but just
friends,
just,
yeah, just, but just not like, best
just like,
friends.
Yeah, just like make sure that you set realistic expectations to what they'll do for you.
Yeah, no, that's right? No, I'm saying best friends. That's why I'm I'm trying to say actual best friends, because friends, obviously, if I have a birthday party when COVID's hopefully over. Mm. My birthday party is not just going to be with 5 people, obviously. But I'm not going to expect of all of the people that are going to come. I know that some of them probably, if I'm in a shit situation, not all of them are going to help me, or not all of them I'm going
to
feel
as willing to
to ask them for help. I just, yeah.
Man, when I was like 14, 15, 16 years old, and it'd be my birthday, you know, I'd be like, Mom, Dad, I have a birthday party. And I'm like, of course. I'm like, yo, let's go bowling. Yeah. Let's go bowling. Bowling's fun. And then my parents be like, all right, Mark, you can invite 15, 20 people. Something like that.
You're like, no.
Back then,
I'm too famous. I need 4 people.
Bro, for real, back then, I'd be like, yo, I'm struggling, man. Like, I want to invite this person, but then we're too full. And then I got to come up with an explanation for this person why I couldn't invite them. And there's just so many people that I want to invite. Bro, now my parents... My 19th birthday, or no, let me say my 18th birthday, because 19 was during Corona. Mm-hmm. My 18th birthday, not that I threw a party on my 19th birthday, that would have been very irresponsible. Exactly. We had a dinner, you were there. Yeah. But my 18th birthday, right, my parents were like nice enough to, host a party for me.
Yes.
And my parents like, yeah, well. Yes, exactly. And they were like, all right, Mark, 20 people. I was like, bet. I sit down, open my phone, write a note list, and I'm like,
shit, I only know
like 7 people. I was like, how can this be? I only know 7 people. Yeah. 6 of these are guys. This can't be. And then at one point, I'm just like hitting up the most random ass people ever. Mm-hmm. Like, hey man, we played like Fortnite the last 3 weeks, but I'm having a birthday party. You want to come over? He's like, yeah, bet, sure.
No, definitely. You have people you enjoy their company and you think they're fun people. But it's just not that deep of a relationship as you have with certain people. Yeah. All I really wanted to get at is just try to really distinguish who the actual people are who are going to be there for you when it gets tough.
Yeah. But at the same time, don't take it too serious.
Yeah.
You know, we're all here for a good time. Let's make the most out of it. Just set realistic expectations for what you can expect from your friends. For sure. Right? I mean... Oh, I've had like quite a few situations where I thought I made a lifelong friend.
Mm. Didn't happen. Yeah.
Ah, damn. It's so disappointing.
Yeah. I always used to be. I'm always, although sometimes I don't look like the friendliest person, but if I talk to someone, I'm always friendly. I try to have a conversation and just be chill, even if I don't know you, just met you. But actually becoming a good friend of mine takes time and won't just happen overnight. And I have my circle who I trust, and becoming part of that is not just by, I don't know, being nice and making a few nice comments on my Instagram
post. Exactly. So basically, if you want to become friends with Connor,
I'm setting up a seven-week trial process
where you prove your loyalty.
Yeah, I'm setting up a website where we can. You have a formula like a.
You can apply for a trainee program, and there are certain criteria that you have to fulfill.
Exactly.
And only then, after going through this training camp, can you be friends with Connor.
Oh, I wouldn't go that fast. You can, you can.
Oh,
you,
10
you're,
weeks.
You're open. You're open for an option. Like,
you'll be taken into consideration.
I still have to choose, but no.
Oh my goodness! All right, should we wrap it up?
Wrap it up.
We've been about half an hour.
Always wrap up, kids.
Wrap it. Oh my god! I mean, it's true, right?
If we're talking about self-improvement,
make sure to wrap up that burrito nice so you don't want the meat to fall out. Yeah. God, that was too descriptive. Oh my goodness. Yeah, we're talking about burritos. What else are we talking about?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I was going to go place right there.
No. We got to end it right now.
See you guys next week. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Again, this was Connor Campbell, and next to me is
Mark Rupp.
give us a follow, give us a subscription, give us a 5-star rating.
Reach out to us, let us know listening. Your feedback.
And follow us on Instagram, as we said, Know What I'm Saying podcast. You can have a bit of a say what probably in future is going to come, which episodes, yes, which topics. Yeah, have a blessed day, week.
Have a blessed day.
Yeah.
Okay. I bet, yeah, have a blessed day.
Exactly. And then see you next week. And make Wednesday, sure to, exactly. Same time, same place.
Mm-hmm. Make sure to color the walls of your room blue.
Or green. Or green. Yellow.
That's the one thing that you should take away from this episode.
Yeah. Color your walls in a new color.
Exactly. Bye-bye. Oh, fuck.